Have you ever noticed how some people radiate serenity while navigating life's storms? In 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace, Wayne Dyer offers a revolutionary approach to fulfillment that transcends conventional self-help wisdom. Unlike typical success manuals focused on hustle and strategy, Dyer invites us on a spiritual journey where achievement flows naturally from inner alignment. His philosophy bridges ancient wisdom with practical application, creating a roadmap for those feeling like anonymous members of the herd to discover their divine connection and unique purpose. At its core, this transformative work suggests that true success isn't about what we accomplish externally, but about who we become internally. When we align with our spiritual nature, outer achievements follow naturally, not through force, but through harmony with universal principles that govern all creation. To experience miracles, we must see ourselves as divine beings capable of manifesting them, resisting cultural conditioning that limits our potential. Our thoughts shape reality through expansion. What occupies our mind grows larger in our perception. With an open mind, we become miracle creators who recognize extraordinary possibilities in ordinary circumstances. An open mind approaches seemingly absurd ideas with curiosity rather than rejection. Consider how many scientific breakthroughs, from airplanes to wireless communication, seemed impossible until open-minded innovators brought them to life. We each have a specific purpose, an inner music yearning for expression. This purpose isn't created, but discovered, already residing in our hearts. While our left brain calculates, our right brain connects us with our true passion. Dyer describes mortality as an invisible presence urging us to follow our purpose before time runs out. Like Tolstoy's Ivan Ilyich, who realized on his deathbed that he never followed his true calling, we must heed this reminder. We find our passion in what inspires us most. Inspire, literally meaning in spirit. When aligned with our purpose, we feel divine connection. Time flows differently, challenges become opportunities, and we experience profound rightness about our path. What holds most back? Fear, whether of rejection, the unknown, success, or failure, keeps us from living authentically. Yet when we embrace self-love and connect to our divine purpose, fear naturally subsides. A fundamental truth shapes our relationships. We can only give what we possess within. Those who respond with love to negativity do so because they're filled with love. Those who react with anger reveal their inner state. Our thoughts create our reality through attracting energies. We draw what we project. High-frequency thoughts, like love and joy, naturally dispel lower energies like anger and fear, just as light dispels darkness. Dyer uses an orange metaphor. Squeeze an orange, and orange juice emerges, because that's what's inside. When life challenges squeeze us, what emerges reflects our inner cultivation. If we've nurtured resentment or patience, that's what will surface under pressure. Releasing attachment to being right, to possessions, to outcomes, is crucial for reducing suffering. This doesn't mean abandoning desires, but developing infinite patience, which creates immediate inner peace. We can desire something while releasing attachment to its manifestation. True love means accepting people as they are, not as we wish them to be. When we love conditionally, "I'll love you if you change," we're loving our projection, not the person. In our noisy world, peace exists in the space between our thoughts. With roughly 60,000 daily thoughts, reducing this mental chatter helps us reconnect with our divine source. Mother Teresa noted that God is the friend of silence. Everything emerges from silence, our thoughts, words, and essential being. Silence isn't just the absence of noise, but a fertile void from which creativity springs. Meditation provides the most direct path to silence. Dyer emphasizes there are no wrong meditations. The practice itself matters. Though our mind initially floods with thoughts, observing them without attachment reveals the quiet spaces between. Like a boat's wake that doesn't drive the vessel, our history doesn't determine our present. Yet many live trapped in that trail, either using past hurts to justify current limitations or longing for better times gone by. In an intelligent universe, every experience, including failures and disasters, serves our growth. This doesn't excuse injustice, but suggests finding meaning in our deepest wounds. Problems exist only as ego beliefs in our minds. They all have spiritual solutions. Since God's presence is everywhere, we can dissolve illusions by bringing truth to them, much like correcting mathematical errors. Our thoughts create our reality, including our relationships. We experience others only through our thoughts about them. By shifting focus from negative to positive aspects, we transform relationships. Life moves through three consciousness levels: ego, feeling separate, group, identifying with collectives, and mystical, universal connection. At the highest level, cooperation replaces competition and problems reveal themselves as illusions. The same situation appears differently at each level. Ego consciousness sees personal attacks, group consciousness defends collective interests, and mystical consciousness recognizes opportunities for healing and seeing divinity in others. Resentment means surrendering control of our emotional life to others. To reach higher consciousness, we must release blame and take responsibility for our feelings. Forgiveness serves dual purposes, signaling an end to hostility and freeing ourselves from self-defeating energy. Resentment acts like a poison that continues affecting us long after the initial injury. Nelson Mandela exemplified this wisdom, emerging from 27 years of imprisonment without bitterness. He noted, "Resentment is like drinking poison and then hoping it will kill your enemies," a mindset that transformed both his life and his nation. Releasing resentment doesn't mean condoning harmful behavior. We can set boundaries and seek justice while refusing to carry the emotional burden of past hurts. We are divine creations, inseparable from our source, like a glass submerged in the ocean, containing divinity on a smaller scale. The ego creates an illusion of separation, defining us by possessions and actions, which breeds fear and anxiety. Fear, self-rejection, and guilt are denials of our divinity. As U.S. Anderson writes in Three Magic Words, "You are God, not in superiority, but in eternal connection with our divine source." This understanding reframes challenges as opportunities for spiritual growth rather than punishment. Our divine connection provides access to infinite wisdom, love, and creative potential. When centered, we create an energetic shield against negativity, affecting not only ourselves, but those around us. Studies show increased serotonin levels in both meditators and nearby individuals. Connection to this divine source naturally dissolves anger. The path to peace isn't about becoming something new, but remembering our true nature, divine beings in human form. Aligning with this truth naturally manifests the success and inner peace that is our birthright.